Peace and blessings, everybody. Cyber Supreme Ra, along with I Said Earth, Ra My Eyes.
Yes, hello. How are you guys doing today?
We're just going to talk about some, man, a little healthy discussion between my compadre and I. We want to talk about pro-choice or whatever you wanted to call it. We want to talk about abortions. And we're going to flip both sides of the coin. She's going to go into what she wants to talk about and why she feel like it's not right for people to block people from having abortions. And then I'm going to be the devil's advocate and look at both sides and look at different scenarios. Okay. All right, go ahead and I'm going to let you cook first.
Okay, so there's a degree to me for abortion. Like, say for myself, if I had a child that they told me I had a tubal pregnancy and it's going to kill me, I'm all for getting rid of the fetus because then we both die. Or per se, the child's organs aren't functioning, or they said the brain hasn't developed, I would definitely abort. Or if I was probably a rape victim or raped by someone in my family, I would definitely abort a child. But I feel, if a woman is going to abort, I feel the father has a say-so to a degree. Like, if you don't want to give, if you don't want to take care of your baby or have a child, you should give it to the father. But to completely just abort and not say anything, I don't think that's right. You have adoption, you have morning after pill, and they have Explanon where you can put it in your arm for 1, 3, and 5 years, and they also have the vaginal ring where you can put it inside. But just to me, just to abort, because you're like, I don't want to be a mama, I don't like him, but he was good enough to smash, but you don't want to have a kid, that doesn't make sense. And like we discussed, I feel women are somewhat selfish. Now, I know this seems very sideways, but I wish my mom didn't carry me to full term.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's unfortunate that you said you wish your mom didn't carry you full term. That's something you might want to get help with and get over. Because I don't know, I mean, I think you live a pretty decent life enough to say you don't wish you was alive. I mean, you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
So why would you not wish that your mom went full term?
Because I don't feel... Well, y'all don't know this, but my father's not alive. And when he was alive, my mom really got mad at him and didn't let me see him for a long period of time. And then she was just very terrible on some of the memories of my childhood. Sometimes I have nightmares about this crap. And it's like, if you were going to treat me so fucked up, you should have never had me and moved on with your life.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Gotcha. Excuse me, y'all, for the music. I got messages coming in. I don't know why they're coming in so rapid like this, but they're coming in. But anyway, my thing on abortion is this. Like, I agree with a lot of stuff you said. Mm-hmm. When it comes to abortion, if you have a situation that arrives that, you know, let's say that your life was in danger and your child would not come out healthy, then by all means, if you have to abort the pregnancy or do something about it, I mean, then that would be a go. I think that's pretty much still a go and legal. But far as the irresponsibility side, I'm going to touch about the irresponsibility side.
Please.
Not so much about, you know, taking a woman's choice away, but don't you feel as though, let's say... Ain't this kind of helping the situation, even though you don't agree with it? Like you said, there are selfish women, which a high percent of abortions come from selfish making decisions.
Yes.
There are a lot of women who have abortions just on the strength that they slept with somebody they don't want to have a child with, or either they're ashamed, they don't know who the child's father is, they'll abort, or because the woman was doing drugs during pregnancy, they would terminate, or because... what's another popular thing that's been happening lately?
They don't want to lose their flat tummy and shit, so they suck
it
out.
No, that's not one of the things, weight loss or nothing like that. But you don't have to lose your flat tummy actually after you have a baby. I know plenty of women that have flat tummies after pregnancy. But let's keep it logical here. Let's not say it's nothing like that. I'm saying, like, I feel like I don't feel sorry for the women who tries to have abortion. See, a lot of people try to use shit as an excuse. What if I get raped? You ain't been raped so far. Hopefully you don't get raped. Okay, what if you raped? What if I'm a victim of incest? What if I'm this and that a third? Well, you're not a victim of incest. You got the baby from having sex. Yes. Unprotected sex. And you got pregnant. Now, if you knew you didn't want to have a baby with this guy, why keep having repeated sex? Because 9 times out of 10, it's coming from more than one sexual encounter. And right. Even if it's from a one-night stand, one and done, you know what you did. You know what you was doing, of sound mind. And just because you had a fun night of drinking and you got a little hot between the pants, now you don't want to accept a child.
Stupid.
One of the most biggest pet peeves is, this is where I come in at. This is one of my biggest pet peeves with a lot of women who are bored. Like you said, they do not let the second party know. They do not tell the father of the child. Some of these women, I've seen trick men into giving them money to abort their child without telling that man. Or they'll abort a baby without even telling that man or consulting that man or sitting down and talking to him, said that you want to abort pregnancy. I feel as though a lot of women have been doing that, especially a lot of these millennial kids.
Yes.
You know, not to pick on one generation or another, because every generation have done that. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's just not fair, and it ain't right. Abortion ain't right neither. And then people say, who are you to tell me that I can't have what I can and can't do? Who are you to end somebody, a child's life, without his say-so? Or end that father's child's life, the second parent, without consulting him? Now, if it's a mutual agreement, then that's a mutual agreement between two parents, potential parents. Whatever happened to the days where if you don't want to raise a child, you carry that motherfucker, you have it, and then you could put it up for adoption. Don't even look at the child. Just let them take them on out of you and let them carry it away. That's what a lot of women did back in the day if they didn't want their child or couldn't raise it or couldn't afford it, whatever the situation was. You know, they didn't want to raise it because of something happened or, you know.
And plus, you got to ask your doctors. One of the things that scared me about my last two children was I thought they were going to be either mildly slow or have seizures because the father doesn't. They said, oh, your child looks healthy. You're fine. If you notice funny things coming, there's always medication.
Exactly. You know, well, that's the way I'm playing devil's advocate, because I feel like there's a lot of stuff that's not right or not fair. You know, and then women can be all upset all they want about it, but, you know, you want to make your little arguments about it, which is understood, like I said, for the most part. But at the same time, think about how selfish you've been. Think about it. You know, you don't want to decide you don't want to have a pregnancy. How about you just not decide to get hot in your pants? Or if you're going to get hot in your pants, get some birth control, contraception. Whatever you got to do.
Morning after pills.
Morning after pills. But you don't go there. You want to get hot in the pants. You want to keep getting digged down. Point blank and period. And you keep letting them skeet, inseminate you, and all that stuff. You know how it go. You grown. You know how babies are made. You know, I talked about the birds and the bees. You already know what's up.
Plus, you're right. There's a lot of people who honestly need surrogates because they can't have children, or people who want children so bad.
Right.
Then you have these bitches just 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And one thing is, when you have these abortions, it tears you up on the inside. It starts messing you up.
It does a lot of damage.
Starting your fallopian tubes. And then when you want to have babies, it's a cemetery in there.
See, you know it's bad on all type of levels. See, I didn't even have to say it. You took the words out of my mouth. I was going to get into that in the second half of it. The science of it is just all around just bad. You know, ain't nothing really positive coming out of it. What's good about an abortion? Can you really tell me? If you can give me 5 things good about abortion, I shut up. Can you tell me 5 positive things that come out of abortion?
No, I just know you bleed a lot, and it's like you're hemorrhaging for like a week.
Don't sound good to me. Okay, let's try again. Anything else good out of it besides you not having it?
No.
Which that ain't good either. I mean, because that's one more soul that didn't reach Earth because you blocked it. You did.
It's just like there's a morning after pill. I'm like, oh, shit. Okay, I'm going to take that $50 and go get the morning after pill where it can't even grow.
I don't see the oxymoron thing in it. If you can murder a child, I don't give a fuck how you feel. It ain't got no name, so it ain't born, or if it ain't fully developed, or whatever. Once it's a dot in you, once it's conceived, it's a living, breathing person inside of you.
A woman gave birth to a baby with no brain.
We're here for the brother.
It feels.
Let me tell you something.
It feels.
You damn right it do. So what if somebody decided to abort you at the age you is now? Somebody just take you off the earth. People can talk about, we need to stop killing each other, but at the same time, you're at the abortion clinic. That's some oxymoron shit.
You know what a staggering fact that I heard by watching a documentary?
But I'm pro-choice. Well, okay, if I'm for you pro-choice, you don't mind a little murder, a little killing, right? Right?
Right.
At free will killing.
Do you know there is more abortions out that kill African babies than even the Ku Klux Klan has did since they started?
I'm pretty sure. I know women don't have over the limit of abortions, 6-7 of them motherfuckers.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I know women who stay in the damn clinic.
I've had 3 miscarriages and it felt like I had an abortion, and that shit hurts. Mm-hmm. When your body rejects a baby, you have to go get checked out to make sure that there's not
To a dad, you don't got the baby taken care of. You don't lift it his ass. They got pills to kill him if you catch it real, real early. Like, damn, I think I'm pregnant. You know, you go do the little ultrasound. Like, yeah, you're pregnant. They say, oh, you took a pregnancy test. They give you pregnancy tests at the Planned Parenthood. Like, yeah, you pregnant. You want these pills? Here, take them. And, you know, they give you the pills. But then if you're too far along, they have to pull that motherfucker out.
Why not just give it to someone who wants it? There's so many women that are like my age and younger that wish they can have children, but due to either sexual abuse or they had an accident, they cannot have kids and they would kill to have a child.
Well, this is the kind of discussion that takes a lot out of me, so I didn't want to keep it long. I'm going to cut it out right there. I really would like to see you guys' comments in her description box and or comment section. I want to see what y'all think and what y'all opinion is on abortion. I'd like to hear from y'all. I'll be watching. I'm going to be reading the comments. Tell me y'all thoughts about abortion. Peace and blessings. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day.
Peace and blessings, everybody. Cyber Supreme Ra. Along with I Said Earth, Ra My Eyes.
Yes, hello. How are you guys doing today?
We're going to talk about some, man, a little healthy discussion between my compadre and I. We want to talk about pro-choice or whatever you wanted to call it. We want to talk about abortions. And we're going to flip both sides of the coin. She's going to go into what she wants to talk about and why she feel like it's not right for people to block people from having abortions. And then I'm going to be the devil's advocate and look at both sides and look at different scenarios. Okay. All right, go ahead and I'm going to let you cook first.
Okay, so there's a degree to me for abortion. Like, say for myself, if I had a child that they told me I had a tubal pregnancy and is going to kill me, I'm all for getting rid of the fetus because then we both die. Or per se, the child's organs aren't functioning, or they said the brain hasn't developed, I would definitely abort. Or if I was probably a rape victim or raped by someone in my family, I would definitely abort a child. But I feel if a woman's going to abort, I feel the father has a say-so to a degree. Like, if you don't want to take care of your baby or have a child, you should give it to the father. But to completely just abort and not say anything, I don't think that's right. You have adoption, you have morning after pill, and they have Explanon where you can put it in your arm for 1, 3, and 5 years. And they also have the vaginal ring where you can put it inside. But just to me, just to abort, because you're like, I don't want to be a mama, I don't like him, but he was good enough to smash, but you don't want to have a kid. That doesn't make sense. And like we discussed, I feel women are somewhat selfish. Now, I know this seems very sideways, but I wish my mom didn't carry me to full term.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's unfortunate that you said you wish your mom didn't carry you full term. That's something you might want to get help with and get over. Because I don't know, I mean, I think you live a pretty decent life enough to say you don't wish you was alive. I mean, You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
So why would you not wish that your mom went full term?
Because I don't feel... Well, y'all don't know this, but my father's not alive. And when he was alive, my mom really got mad at him and didn't let me see him for a long period of time. And then she was just very terrible on some of the memories of my childhood. Sometimes I have nightmares about this crap. And it's like, if you were going to treat me so fucked up, you should have never had me and moved on with your life.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Gotcha. Excuse me, y'all, for the music. I got messages coming in. I don't know why they're coming in so rapid like this, but they're coming in. But anyway, my thing on abortion is this. Like, I agree with a lot of stuff you said. Mm-hmm. When it comes to abortion, if you have a situation that arrives that, you know, let's say that your life was in danger and your child would not come out healthy, then by all means, if you have to abort the pregnancy or do something about it, I mean, then that would be a go. I think that's pretty much still a go and legal. But far as the irresponsibility side, I'm going to touch about the irresponsibility side.
Please.
Not so much about, you know, taking a woman's choice away, but don't you feel as though, let's say... Ain't this kind of helping the situation, even though you don't agree with it? Like you said, there are selfish women, which a high percent of abortions come from selfish making decisions.
Yes.
There are a lot of women who have abortions just on the strength that they slept with somebody they don't want to have a child with, or either they're ashamed, they don't know who the child's father is, they'll abort, or because the woman was doing drugs during pregnancy, they would terminate, or because... what's another popular thing that's been happening lately?
They don't want to lose their flat tummy and shit, so they suck
well,
it out.
No, that's not one of the things, weight loss or nothing like that. But you don't have to lose your flat tummy actually after you have a baby. I know plenty of women that have flat tummies after pregnancy. But let's keep it logical here. Let's not say it's nothing like that. I'm saying like. I feel like I don't feel sorry for the women who tries to have abortion. See, a lot of people try to use shit as an excuse. What if I get raped? You ain't been raped so far. Hopefully you don't get raped. Okay, what if you rape? What if I'm a victim of incest? What if I'm this and that a third? Well, you're not a victim of incest. You got the baby from having sex.
Yes.
Unprotected sex. And you got pregnant. Now, if you knew you didn't want to have a baby with this guy, why keep having repeated sex? Because 9 times out of 10, it's coming from more than one sexual encounter. And
right.
Even if it's from a one-night stand, one and done, you know what you did. You know what you was doing, of sound mind. And just because you had a fun night of drinking and you got a little hot between the pants, now you don't want to accept a child.
Stupid.
One of the most biggest pet peeves is, this is where I come in at. This is one of my biggest pet peeves with a lot of women who abort. Like you said, they do not let the second party know. They do not tell the father of the child. Some of these women, I've seen trick men into giving them money just to abort their child without telling that man. Or they'll abort a baby without even telling that man or consulting that man or sitting down and talking to him, said that you want to abort pregnancy. I feel as though a lot of women have been doing that, especially a lot of these millennial kids.
Yes.
You know, not to pick on one generation or another, because every generation have done that. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's just not fair and it ain't right. Abortion ain't right neither. And then people say, who are you to tell me that I can't have what I can and can't do? Who are you to end somebody, a child's life without his say-so? Or end that father's child's life, the second parent, without consulting him? Now, if it's a mutual agreement, then that's a mutual agreement between two parents, potential parents. Whatever happened to the days where if you don't want to raise a child, you carry that motherfucker, you have it, and then you can put it up for adoption, don't even look at the child, just let them take them on out of you and let them carry it away. That's what a lot of women did back in the day if they didn't want their child or couldn't raise it or couldn't afford it, whatever the situation was. You know, they didn't want to raise it because if something happened or, you know,
And plus, you got to ask your doctors. One of the things that scared me about my last two children was I thought they were going to be either mildly slow or have seizures because the father doesn't. They said, oh, your child looks healthy. You're fine. If you notice funny things coming, there's always medication.
Exactly. You know, well, that's the way I'm playing devil's advocate, because I feel like there's a lot of stuff that's not right or not fair. You know, and then women can be all upset all they want about it, but, you know, you want to make your little arguments about it, which is understood, like I said, for the most part. But at the same time, think about how selfish you've been. Think about it. You know, you don't want to decide you don't want to have a pregnancy. How about you just not decide to get hot in your pants? Or if you're going to get hot in your pants, get some birth control, contraception. Whatever you got to do.
Morning after pills.
Morning after pills. But you don't go there. You want to get hot in the pants. You want to keep getting digged down. Point blank and period. And you keep letting them skeet, inseminate you, and all that stuff. You know how it go. You grown. You know how babies are made. You don't have to talk about the birds and the bees. You already know what's up.
Plus, you're right. There's a lot of people who honestly need surrogates because they can't have children, or people who want children so bad.
Right.
Then you have these bitches just 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And one thing is, when you have these abortions, it tears you up on the inside. It starts messing you up.
It does a lot of damage.
Starting your fallopian tubes. And then when you want to have babies, it's a cemetery in there.
See? You know it's bad on all type of levels. See, I didn't even have to say it. You took the words out of my mouth. I was going to get into that in the second half of it. The science of it is just all around just bad. You know, ain't nothing really positive coming out of it. What's good about an abortion? Can you really tell me? If you can give me 5 things good about abortion, I shut up. Can you tell me 5 positive things that come out of abortion?
No, I just know you bleed a lot, and it's like you're hemorrhaging for like a week.
Don't sound good to me. Okay, let's try again. Anything else good out of it besides you not having it?
No.
Which that ain't good either. I mean, because that's one more soul that didn't reach Earth because you blocked it. You did.
It's just like there's a morning after pill. I'm like, oh, shit. Okay, I'm going to take that $50 and go get the morning after pill where it can't even grow.
I don't see the oxymoron thing in it. If you can murder a child, I don't give a fuck how you feel. It ain't got no name, so it ain't born, or if it ain't fully developed or whatever. Once it's a dot in you, once it's conceived, it's a living, breathing person inside of you.
A woman gave birth to a baby with no brain.
We didn't even the brother.
It feels.
Let me tell you something.
It feels.
And you're damn right it do. So what if somebody decided to abort you at the age you is now? Somebody just take you off the earth. People can talk about, we need to stop killing each other, but at the same time you're at the abortion clinic. That's some oxymoron shit.
You know what a staggering fact that I heard by watching a documentary?
But I'm pro-choice. Well, okay, if I'm for you pro-choice, you don't mind a little murder, a little killing, right? Right?
Right.
At free will killing.
Do you know there is more abortions out that kill African babies than even the Ku Klux Klan has did since they started?
I'm pretty sure. I know women don't have over the limit of abortion, 6, 7 of them motherfuckers.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I know women who stay in the damn clinic.
I've had 3 miscarriages and it felt like I had an abortion, and that shit hurts.
Mm-hmm.
When your body rejects a baby, you have to go get checked out to make sure that there's not
To a dad, you don't got the baby taken care of. You don't lift it his ass. They got pills to kill him if you catch it real, real early. Like, damn, I think I'm pregnant. You know, you go do the little ultrasound. Like, yeah, you're pregnant. They say, oh, you took a pregnancy test. They give you pregnancy tests at the Planned Parenthood. Like, yeah, you're pregnant. You want these pills? Here, take them. And, you know, they give you the pills. But then if you're too far along, they have to pull that motherfucker out of you.
Why not just give it to someone who wants it? There's so many women that are like my age and younger that wish they could have children, but due to either sexual abuse or they had an accident, they cannot have kids and they would kill to have a child.
Well, this is the kind of discussion that takes a lot out of me, so I didn't want to keep it long. I'm going to cut it out right there. I really would like to see you guys' comments in her description box or comment section. I want to see what y'all think and what y'all opinion is on abortion. I'd like to hear from y'all. I'll be watching. I'm going to be reading the comments. Tell me y'all thoughts about abortion. Peace and blessings. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day.